All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Samarodi. New York City now has the second largest number of tech companies in the country. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and eBay all have opened offices here. The city is partnering with Cornell to build a new engineering grad school. Sounds good, but is it sustainable? More than 10 years ago, New York City had a booming tech sector, and then it went bust. With me is Greg David. He's the director of the Business and Economics Program at CUNY's Journalism Grad School and is the former editor of Crain's New York Business, where he still writes a weekly column. And I've also got with me Laurel Toby. In 1996, she founded the website Media Bistro and later sold it for $23 million. She invests in and advises small internet companies now. So, Greg, let's start with you. Last month, you wrote in Crain's, it was an article called Time to Start Worrying About a Tech Bubble. Why?
Well, because there is a tech bubble in New York, because the scores of companies that have been created that are producing no profits, as a matter of fact, some of the most publicized companies produce no revenues, because there has been only one and incredibly minor IPO of New York tech companies in this cycle. And most of all, because the rhetoric has become hyperbole beyond control.
What you are calling a bubble, I call an investment. I call this a massive investment in all of these tech companies. And yeah, a lot of them haven't yet produced revenues. That doesn't mean that there's a bubble.
Well, I think the answer is you have to look at it in terms of what tech is supposed to do for the New York City economy. And what people want tech to do is become the next Wall Street, to become the industry that will save New York if Wall Street is headed to a permanent contraction. And you know what? That is what Silicon Valley is to the Bay Area. It contributes about a third of all the income in the Bay Area. It creates millionaires. It drives the economy.
We see that the Bloomberg administration is investing in this sector more than any other city
yeah.
government has before. Don't you think what we see, if it is a bubble, that New York is in a better position to take advantage of the boom, that it doesn't have to be a bubble because it's seeping into all parts of the industry
of New
York?
Let's describe what a bubble is. It's rapid share of price growth. It's speculation. It's, you know, faking metrics in order to say that this is different now than it ever was before. I don't think all of that is happening. What I do see, though, is that the tech sector is not a sector, okay? Tech is everywhere now. There isn't one company in New York.
This is the classic tech BS we've gone through a lot of the time. We are not producing Facebooks, Twitters, and we are not producing companies that create this enormous value. I actually do think there will be a tech sector in New York. As a matter of fact, I think the fact that Google employs 2,750 people in New York and that established companies like Facebook and Twitter are expanding is important. Secondly, we're going to have a really interesting tech sector based on advertising. So we are going to have a tech sector, but you know what? This tech sector is going to be no more important to New York's future than film and motion picture production and higher education.
Some people are saying, like, we don't expect to be on the level of Silicon Valley. What we're going to do is have a New York brand of a tech economy, which means that tech is then infiltrating into the usual suspects, the financial world, the media world, the fashion industry.
You know, it is permeating everything. You can't deny it. You can't tell me that your kid doesn't wake up in the morning and want his iPad.
But Laurel, do you worry that some of the small investors that you are investing in are maybe just getting in on it because they think they can and don't actually have the chops to make it through?
There is a small bubble perhaps in certain types of tech investing. I mean, everybody's rushing to invest in early stage. So maybe there's too much money right now chasing early stage. But that doesn't mean that there aren't worthwhile companies that will float above. And sure, you're always going to have a shakeout. There's always a business cycle, right, Greg? We've been through business cycles before.
You know, in a way, I agree with all that. But to me, concerned about the future of New York City and the future of New York City's economy, let's be clear. Tech will not save the city. We are not going to have a tech sector in New York anything like the one in Silicon Valley. There are already signs venture capital fell dramatically in the third quarter, could be in a permanent slide. Right. New York companies are not reaching the next level. So we will have a tech sector that will be one of the sectors which will diversify the city's economy and create good middle-class jobs.
You're saying because it's not going to be half of our economy within 5 years, it's a bubble. I mean, that is an absurd argument, Greg.
A bubble will be if Foursquare goes out of business. A bubble will be if Gilt Group goes out of business.
No, that's the natural course of events.
What will show you that this is not a bubble? What's the indicator that you're looking for, Greg?
Successful IPOs that create companies that create the kind of wealth in New York and the kind of ecosystem that happens in the Valley. Now, we are going to get a tech sector, but it's not from these New York-based companies. It comes from Google and Facebook and the big companies who are going to create outposts here.
And what's wrong with that? That just shows that
there's nothing wrong with
play here, no?
There's nothing wrong with it unless you're telling me that tech is the next coming of the New York City economy.
Okay. So quickly, one sentence, what's your prediction for 2013 when it comes to the tech sector in New York?
Well, we're going to see the bubble burst and we're going to see the kind of tech sector that will be realistic for the city to count on.
Laurel?
I think there will be a shakeout in certain VCs are going to disappear. Certain companies are going to disappear. But I think we are stronger than we've ever been, and there are more exciting things on the horizon.
Okay, so that's what we need to watch for in 2013 with the tech sector here in New York. Greg, Laurel, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Manoush.
Greg David is the director of the Business and Economics Program at CUNY's Journalism Grad School, and Laurel Toby advises internet companies and is the founder of Media Bistro. So what do you think? Are you with Greg and think this bubble's got to burst? Or are you on Laurel's side and think the city's shift to a tech economy is here to stay? Let us know at our website, wnyc.org/tech, or tell us on Twitter at New Tech City. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for free on iTunes. I'm Manoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.